Kristen, why do you think healthcare got such short shrift in the first presidential debate?
Well, the candidates have positions on healthcare issues, but they don't spend a lot of time talking about them. The news recently has been so dominated by national security and the economy, et cetera. That might be exactly what they should be talking about. You know, I'm no political analyst, but I can tell you the next president will have his or her work cut out when it comes to addressing some big healthcare issues.
Okay, so what's first on your list?
Cost. The Affordable Care Act was supposed to extend insurance coverage to more people and bring down costs. And it's done the first. That is a fact. But the second promise has been slower to come true. You know, Rhode Islanders, individuals and businesses, continue to see not only increases in their monthly premiums, but increases in the deductibles and out-of-pocket costs. Those are what you pay before your insurance kicks in or in addition to your monthly premium. And that's a trend most people are seeing across the country.
Well, now, for this year, though, Kristen, the coming year, that is, the increases, at least in Rhode Island, seem pretty small.
You're right. That's true. But year after year, those increases add up. And that's despite the overall slowing of the growth in healthcare costs nationwide. So I'd like to hear a presidential candidate address one of the biggest drivers of those costs, pharmaceuticals. The federal government could do some things to address that, like allowing more negotiation of drug prices.
So this may come up, of course, in one of the next two debates, but we should say that Hillary Clinton has put out a plan for lowering drug costs. She would allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices, which it can't do now. And she'd take away tax breaks for drug company consumer ads. There's a list of other initiatives. Donald Trump, on the other hand, doesn't offer much in the way of specifics on drug prices.
Right. He has said that he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, which is President Obama's signature piece of legislation on health care. Democrats see it as a big accomplishment, but Republicans are big critics of this legislation. Trump's position statement on health care on his website outlines what he sees as major problems. It seems he'd address cost and quality by letting Americans buy the best private insurance they can afford with a health savings account. That's an account that lets you set aside money for healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay income taxes on that money.
Kristen, what other major healthcare issues do you think the candidates have largely ignored during this campaign?
I'd like to hear a candidate talk about how he or she could make it easier to respond to public health emergencies like Zika or Ebola.
What do you mean by that, Kristen? Are you talking about funding? There has been some movement on a Zika funding bill, I think.
That's right. But the point is, you know, we're dependent on Congress for the funding public health officials and communities need to respond to these emergencies. You know, I wonder how the commander-in-chief might make the process a bit more predictable or sustainable, like setting up an emergency fund or reserving the right to direct funds to states in emergencies like this. Because I think we're going to see more of these types of issues as climate change unfolds. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention can only do so much. You know, additional funding, in the case of Zika anyway, could help speed the development of a vaccine or direct resources to other countries to help their Zika prevention efforts.
This may be a tall order for the next president to get Congress to act. Are there items on your list that wouldn't need congressional action?
Yes, I think number three. I'd love to hear the candidates pay more attention to our aging and our disabled population. You know, baby boomers are rapidly aging, and we don't have a great plan for long-term care in this country. It's expensive, and Medicare does not pay for it. Sure, there are great nursing homes, great caregivers, all of that, if you have money. And once you run out, you rely on Medicaid or family. That's not a sustainable solution given our demographics. So I think attention to the problem from our most visible leader would help focus a lot more minds on this problem. You know, people are trying to tackle it, but it's in bits and pieces. You know, in Rhode Island, we're trying to shift more people away from more costly nursing home settings and into less expensive community settings, like their own apartments or group homes. But there's not enough affordable housing for seniors.
And this is a really important issue in Rhode Island because we have one of the highest percentages of older people in the nation. Kristen Gourlay, before you go, can you just give us a refresher on a few of the key differences between the presidential candidates when it comes to health care?
Sure. I'll just give you the broad brush. So let's start with Donald Trump. He says he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, as we mentioned, and give everyone something called a health savings account. And as we mentioned. That's pre-tax money to spend on your health care. Hillary Clinton would keep the ACA and strengthen it. Clinton would expand access to health insurance coverage through the online exchanges to people. That's regardless of their immigration status. Trump is definitely against that. He says he would also give states more flexibility with how they manage their Medicaid dollars and let people buy insurance across state lines. Clinton would give states that haven't yet more incentives to expand Medicaid. And remember, Medicaid is the state insurance program for the poor. And she would double funding to community health centers.
Well, there's clearly much more to cover when it comes to the candidates' positions on health care. And we'll have to see whether some of these issues come up in the two upcoming debates. Kristen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.